Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, I just gone 8:34 Central African time, and that time of the morning where we join a member of parliament, Ahmad Manzoor Sheikh Imam, the leader of NFP. Ahmad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning, Ahmad?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, day, the city of Cape Town, beautiful, the sun is out compared to yesterday. But there's a whole lot going on. The atrocities are continuing in Gaza and many parts of Palestine to such an extent. Brother Shafat, I was speaking to our brother from the Palestinian embassy here in South Africa, and he couldn't even speak. He said about 40 members of his family have been wiped out, massacred by the Zionist state of Israel, about 40 of them. He just couldn't handle it. There was some stuff he was supposed to do. He can't concentrate. He can't do nothing. In a state of helplessness. But you can feel it in his words that, you know, he's so emotional about it. Can you imagine 40 members of your family wiped out by the Zionist Israelis? So, yes, it is. It's very painful what is going on, despite the fact that there's protest all over. More and more countries are coming in to boycott Israel, but still, not enough is being done, and more and more people are dying. If you saw what they've done the other day as far as those ambulances and things were concerned around the hospital, compounded by that is the statement that the former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon once made, where he encouraged soldiers to rape Muslim women and Muslim and Arabic women. But all this clearly indicates the hatred that they have. You know, this is all about a Muslim Zionist war from their perspective. And anybody they believe that's on the way, that is even their own Jewish communities, they will remove them as well. So they will do anything and everything to be able to achieve this barbaric acts of theirs. So it's really very tragic. And still, you know, we're having Muslim countries say one thing, doing something else, making a U-turn. Not enough is being done. I remember saying the other day on the media that the UAE has offered to take about 1,000 children at a time to treat them there. But information that I've got, it's never happened. It's not happening. These are just talk, and very little or nothing is happening in terms of assistance. Those that are vulnerable in the weakest point are the ones that are coming to the rescue. But some countries, I can tell, I'm given to understand, you cannot even mention anything about Palestine. That's how much of restrictions is being imposed on some of its citizens in different countries, particularly those countries, the colonialist countries, France, Germany, the UK. Well, I can see this protest march that are taking place, but from a parliamentary perspective, I'm told nothing, absolutely nothing is going on. But I think South Africa, in line of its stance, and you do know that I'm actually bringing a motion on Tuesday. The motion is to immediately shut down the Israeli embassy in South Africa, shut down our offices and the liaison office which we downgraded in Israel. We want them shut down completely. We want them to deal with the issue of those. There's a large number, I'm told, of South Africans that are in the military in Israel and that are on the front line, that are fighting and are part and parcel of assassinating, killing, murdering our and maim our people. So I think that's the other thing that we are going, that's on the motion for Tuesday, and I do hope that it will come for debate, inshallah, soon, and that it would be supported to bring more pressure on them. The Minister of International Relations is bringing a discussion on Tuesday as well as part of a statement on Palestine, what is happening. So that's going to be open for debate. On the local front, AGOA, well, many African countries seem to be taking advantage of it. But I see some of them in the United States of American Congress as calling for a rethink on South Africa particularly. So this is what they would do. They will give you these as bait. they will enter into these agreements, give you the benefits of free trade and things like that, and then hold you hostage so that you must toe the line. And when you don't toe the line, they'll do what they want to do to South Africa right now. So that's the unfortunate thing if you fall into that trap. And I do hope that the African continent is wiser than what has been happening all these years. Well, the attacks on religious institutions in South Africa, particularly the churches, seem to be on the rise to such an extent that churches are taking action not to even have late evening services anymore. So again, it means people, criminals are getting desperate and running rampant on the ground. And I think that's another matter that I keep trying to raise, that you cannot rely on just the police services to do it. We need a holistic approach to deal with the levels of crime in the country. Let me stop there for now, Brother Shafa. There's a lot more, but yeah.
No, absolutely, Ahmed. And also there was this, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, protesting in front of the SABC for the Hamas interview. What's your thoughts on that, Ahmed?
Well, this is exactly how they... But then, I guess they have a right to go and protest. They want it their way or no way. If, incidentally, the other lawyer was arrested, she's got bail very, very quickly. Now, she's for me, I'm not sure why they would have given her bail in any event, because she's a flight risk in any event. But on this issue, yes, yeah, they're protesting based on, they believe it's biased, but I don't understand where the bias is. Why cannot... You know, I mean, media is supposed to be independent. They need to be objective. And no, when it comes to the Zionists, nothing is objective. Nothing is independent. It's all their way or no way. So nobody else must report. Nobody must give you balanced reporting. Nobody must give you the other side of the story of exactly they want you to hear what they want you to hear. That's the problem we face. So are we surprised? No, that is the South African Jewish Board. But I can tell you, my brother, what is happening, and I'm going to raise this in Parliament this week, the emotions are running so high in South Africa and all over the world that I can tell you what is happening in Palestine. If nothing is done urgently, this is, I can, all over the world, in every other country, I can tell you people are going to start taking up arms. People are going to take the laws into their own hands, because they believe the international community is doing very little or nothing. There's only so much you can do as far as protesting and picketing and everything else. But if you see what I saw this morning about those babies, the number of babies, and what is happening in Gaza, it's just shocking. And no human being can and should be seeing something of that nature and not doing anything about it. So it's coming to the stage where I can tell you it's going to lead to actions being taken and to be unlawful actions in terms of law by people in different countries. I mean, look at how this woman, this lawyer in Norwood, provoked the people. People were doing a peaceful protest, but look at how she provoked them by what she's doing. Look at the statements that she's been making. Find them and murder them. And you're expecting people to keep quiet and just protest and picket. It's going to go further, I can tell you. It's heading in that direction. Then there's going to be a state of lawlessness all over the country and all over the world.
Well, Ahmed, you look at the stock exchange. The Israeli stock exchange is gone below ground zero. America, I mean, look at what's happening in America. It's imploding from within. We didn't even have to lift a finger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine decree is working, and never in the annals of history has, the Gaza situation or what the IDF has been doing in Palestine being exposed to such a level that, maybe 85% of the world, I'm talking about the population, not the government, are angry with what's happening there, Ahmed.
Yes, indeed. Well, I must tell you that what is happening for the first time, I think, in a very long time, the world has woken to what is happening in Palestine and in Gaza. And every country, despite the policies of the country themselves, the people are rising. And that is why I say the time is going to come when the people shall really govern. people all over. There's only so much you can take. There's only so much you can allow your eyes to see and do nothing about it. There's only so much you can have your ears to hear and do nothing about it. You understand what you're seeing and hearing is so painful. There it is. I speak to this brother at the Palestinian embassy. You must look at the state in which he is. Over 40 members of his family, extended family, are wiped out. You know, I think it's just a matter of time. But what is really happening is that it's raising awareness amongst people all over the world. And that is, but despite that, you know, the U.S. is still giving the support. Some Muslim countries are still giving the support to Israel. And that's what I cannot understand. How long and how much longer? How many more lives must be lost before we act? We now know. Those who didn't know before now know what's going on there. They got a better understanding of what is going on. They, despite the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other selfish people or you know, want to mislead the world into believing that this is coming from the Bible or the Torah and all those things. All those has been dismissed. There is clearly indication now as to what the Palestine issue is all about. So the question is, how long? How many more deaths? How many more children must die? How many more women must die before we act? So I think people are getting restless on the ground. And restless to the extent that there's going to, I can tell you there'll be lawlessness all over the world soon. People just can't take it anymore. And what is worse is the arrogance of wanting to continue despite the call for some negotiation, ceasefire, settlement, you know. What you can see clearly here is Israel wants to wipe out, take over Gaza completely. This is exactly what they've been doing from 1946, 48. All they've been doing is taking more and more and more land, reducing the Palestinian or land ownership so that they can eventually wipe them off. But look at how mercilessly children, babies, look at the number of babies, just babies alone. And they're expecting us to sit back and do nothing about it. I think enough is enough. Our people are not going to tolerate it anymore. And I tell you, there's a big risk even in our own country that people are going to take the laws into their own hands. I mean, the woman that provoked us, are we supposed to sit back and just accept it? That she goes to court because she gets bailed immediately and comes up? She's a flight risk. Look at the statements that she's been making. Where is the Human Rights Commission and things now? They're supposed to be acting decisively and timelessly, but they haven't.
And then you look at the figures of, you know, the amount of people that are going from here, South Africans that are joining the IDF. The figures are quite startling. And, you know, I was amazed to read that. And, you know, one of our lawyers also asked me, he said, you know, Shafaz, if you can get me the names of these people, I'd like to get them, you know, prosecuted. And he says the figures are, I'm trying to look for the figures, he told me, Ahmed. I don't know if you 17,000 South Africans of dual nationality fighting in the IDF against Palestine. They may be legally entitled to, but morally, never. So who are they? Please use your resources and powers and let me know. At least I can name and shame them. You know this attorney very well. He's very close to both you and I.
Well, what we are calling for, they are calling for an investigation into who they are and to be prosecuted. We have to. So unless we're going to put, I agree with the lawyer you're talking about, and I think he's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct. We on the one hand, our country has taken a position that what is happening in Palestine is unacceptable. They've declared Israel an apartheid state, but you're allowing our people to go there and go fight alongside the Israelis to commit these atrocities and human rights violations. It's not acceptable. It cannot be acceptable. So we need to get our house in order. We need to stop it now. And I think stringent action has to be taken with those people. Now, I know that they've got dual citizenship. It's an act of parliament that you can have dual citizenship. But surely what we should then be saying, any country, You cannot use this position of dual citizenship and commit atrocities there and just get away with it. It's a crime against humanity. So we need to charge them and deal with them. So I believe it is time for us to put some structure in place to investigate these things. I don't think we've ever had a situation like this before. You know, so it's probably the first, but doesn't stop us from putting some measure in place to investigate these people and take the necessary action against them.
Now, I mean, let's look at it. The forces of Ba'athil from all around the world going and trying to help out the occupier who's acting victim, the occupier who's perpetrating genocide, the occupier who's hell-bent on calling people rats, animals, and what and what. But here we have our Muslim countries, so-called Muslim countries, not allowing a single individual to go there, whether as the masses of these Muslim countries all want to go there and defend the rights of the oppressed Palestinians. Why is this so? I mean, we have come to a state where we can identify the hypocrites within the House of Islam, Ahmad.
Well, yes, indeed, I think so. Even locally, let us not run away from the fact that we have people even locally that are aiding and abetting in one way, if not directly, but indirectly, belonging to these organizations. You've seen a victim the other day, one of our brothers. Of course, he's been supporting them all along, but of course, he's just become the latest victim. But more importantly, I think charity begins at home. We need to deal even with our local. They are belonging to organizations, our people. You say boycott this and we're condemning the others, but we go and support these people, don't we? We go there. There's an election coming. We're going to go and support them. Now, coming back to the Muslim countries, of course, that is hypocrisy. You know, to just call themselves Muslim countries, I think it's an embarrassment and an insult. And I see that is being raised now again and again by some. I think Jordan has just raised that. But on the one hand, we hear Jordan is raising it. On the other hand, that there's Jordan apparently giving assistance. So, you know, there's so much confusion in the Middle East that you don't know what to expect from these people. Like I just said earlier, I've been advised that the UAE has offered these children that are injured and things like it to be treated there. But I'm told there's nothing of that sort. It's just a media report, but nothing has happened. You know, I've heard others saying they're going to be assisting, but it's not there. It's not happening. So I'm not sure if they're playing to the media or what. But on the other hand, look at Morocco. Just look at what Morocco does. Morocco is actually building an army base on their own territory together with Israel, a land that originally belongs to the Rif community, which were removed by the colonialists and created the Kingdom of Morocco. But they are now putting up there to do what? So that they can collude with Israel and deal with Algeria. You understand? This is what it is all about. So you can see it is our own countries. I'm told in Morocco, you cannot say a word. Nobody is allowed to talk, not even on the minbar. Nobody can go talk and mention one single thing about Palestine. Not at all. You're not allowed to mention the word Palestine. That's how bad it is.
And it's all to do because of the dollar. But anyway, they in the doldrums there, as I said, they're imploding from within. And also the missiles that's costing them billions of dollars. The Palestinians are using cheap. Yeah, they got the cheap missiles coming through. And every time the Iron Dome has to stop it, it's costing them millions and millions of dollars to bring down one cheap missile. So the equation is not working out for them. The mathematics is mind-boggling. And they're seeing forces that are fighting them from undreamed sources, Ahmad, the karama of Islam.
Well, yes, it is costing them a lot. But there's an ideal example. They have no food in America to feed its people. This country is crumbling. More and more people are homeless in that country. Your infrastructure is collapsing. Your economy is collapsing. You are heavily in debt. But the war must go on for you to survive. And they are spending more and more and more money. So it clearly indicates to us that, you know, it's not about their own people. And that is why I think Americans are also rising. And we must be very careful that when we attack these people, because You know, it's the politicians that cause this havoc all over. It's not the people on the ground, you know. And with America, it is very clear. In France, I'm told it's exactly the same thing. All these countries, you are not allowed. The protests are going on, but I can tell you they're not willing to understand the plight of the Palestinian people. Perhaps they are scared. Where is, remember that the Israelis have never ever, and I got this information from the brothers that were here from the Reef Republic the other day, that Israel can only survive in terms of the history. And they've been moving from land to land all over the world. And 2027, in terms of the stats, will be the last. They will have to start moving from there. So who knows? Maybe, inshallah, this is the end of the state of Israel. And Palestine is going to rise. Palestine is going to be back the Palestine it has always been. Perhaps, you know, I just hope that their prediction and the statistics that they gave us is correct.
When you look at South Africa, and alhamdulillah, you know, Allah has put you in the highest levels of politics in this country. And the bottom line is Anglo-American, the Ruperts and all this gang, that these are conglomerates that run this country. And the government itself is just a rubber stamp for them. And you can see that how it's ushering it out. And even Ramaphosa is accused of being captured by this group. And if you read stories about Trevor Manuel, how he had a, you know, unilateral decisions he made with the fiscus of this country. How would South Africa get away from the shackles of this control of Anglo-American and perhaps a Zionist influence, Ahmed?
Brother Shafat, worse than that. And let me tell you why I say that. Just go and look at the funders of the political parties. Go and look at the Ackerman names all over. Go and look at who is funding Action SA, who is funding the DA. Go and have a look at that. Then you'll know how serious the problem is. And look at to what extent and how much they are actually funding these political parties. What does it simply tell you? What does it simply tell you? That these are the organizations that they are funding. There's so much of hold that the Zionists have in this country. And we must take responsibility for it because we go out and promote them, indirectly or directly. We go and shop by them. We are making them who they are. We are creating the environment for them to have those resources made available so that they can give it to those people, parties like Action SA, the DA, and things of that nature, so that they can take control. This is what they do all over the world, okay? And strategically, that is exactly what they are doing here as well. Now, I know we are going to be concerned about workers. We are going to be concerned about that. But I think it's time we got down, sat down, and found the way we're going to deal with this problem. Have you seen the list, Brother Shafat? If you haven't, I will send it to you shortly. But just look at it and look at how much of money is being pumped into Action SA, into the Democratic Alliance and other parties in this country. And it's all focusing on one, and that is to remove the ANC and other political parties from the political landscape in South Africa. That is what it is all about.
Mother, you know, you call a spade, and you're giving us the proof of what's really happening in this country. And now the eyes of the Quran, kul hatu burhanukum in kuntum sadiqeen. And you're giving us a proof all over. And also, you know, when you look at these types of scenarios coming through, those are little children of ours that are watching these pictures that are coming through, sometimes grabbing mommy's phone or daddy's phone, and they look at the pictures. What's going through the minds of the masoom, especially, I know you got a young grandson, Ahmed?
Well, I must be very honest to you. It has to be very traumatic. Very, very traumatic. Particularly if you're sitting in a state of helplessness, and that's where we find ourselves at the moment. That no matter all the protests, the picketing, everything that's going on, they are continuing. And arrogantly, there are those that's coming out and saying, we are in support. We are in support. You understand? So, yeah, and I think it's a matter that needs to be looked at very seriously. Particularly, I think parents and things must and make sure that they limit what is, you know, access, particularly for children, to these things, because it will have a psychological effect on them, definitely. So, but very importantly, it's also a message to our people in this country to do the right thing. Now, if you want to isolate the state of Israel and the United States, let us make this very clear. It's not just Israel. If you don't deal with the biggest enemy of humanity in this world, that is the United States of America, there will be no peace ever in this world. There will not be peace if you don't deal with the United States. So when we look at this, we need to look at the common enemies, not only of Islam, but the common enemies of humanity, of humankind all over the world. And we need to deal with them appropriately. We take all our skills and we give it to these countries. They can't survive without the skills. We take all our natural resources, give it to them in raw material. They finish it and bring it back to us. And like fools, we go and buy the same thing. So you can see the things that we are doing. We are bringing it upon ourselves. There is a temptation now that go up and see how many of them are going to fall into that trap right now. Just watch how many of them are going to fall. So I'm saying even in our country, charity begins at home. Let's do something about it here, right here. We need to start here. What we do here can liberate the Palestinians once and for all.
Let's finish off with this message. Ashoka says, what a show, Ahmed. Let me tell you and Chef that America is a cardboard gangster. You remember them, Ahmed, in Mia Bank and Wendy's, all these cardboard gangsters. They're no more, even those that were in the Durban Central areas, the Queen's Brigade, the Dasheens, and so forth. What happened to them? Please, Ahmed, tell the world America is a cardboard gangster. We should be calling their bluff. A quick response there on what Shokat said, Ahmed.
Jazakallah, Brother Shokat. I think you got hit the nail on the head. Again, I want to say, you don't deal with the United States of America, there's no peace anywhere in the world. The greatest enemy of the people of this world is the United States of America. Okay? Followed by British and the others, of course. But deal with them and you'll deal with everybody. This world will be a more peaceful place if the United States of America is no more or comes down to size. That is what I can say. So Israel is doing what it's doing because it has the support of the US. It has the support of France. Okay, it has the support of Germany and all these, the UK and things. But the United States of America is the greatest enemy of humankind. And I think we need to deal with it. We need to understand that.
Jazakallah khair, Ahmed. You have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.